Hey everybody, it's been so long since I've done an episode. I looked at the last date that I did an episode and it was April 3rd, and April was a terrible month for me. I lost my grandpa that month, so I needed to take some time on my own to process a lot of what was going on. But I want to try to do this more often because I know that people genuinely like listening to me talk shit. So anyway, so I want to talk about just my experience with losing weight, and I would like to touch upon the relationship, the topic of relationships. The topic of relationships and how much I feel like I've changed as a person, because maybe somebody out there can relate. You never know. So one of the things, I've stated in many of my episodes, I started exercising again like 3 years ago, and I lost a lot of weight with it, which feels good on my body. You know, like I feel good. I'm doing really good. I'm feeling really good. One of the downsides of losing a lot of weight is that I started to get a lot of attention that I just wasn't used to getting when I was overweight. Like a lot more negative male attention. And I'm not saying this about every guy, because there are a lot of guys out there that are genuinely super caring and nice, and you know who you are if you're listening. But there were like so many other people and just messaging me like, hey, like basically just wanting me for one thing. And was I used to it before? Yes, because I've been up and down with like my weight. And sadly enough, obviously I've been getting more attention ever since the weight loss. So what had happened to me was I started losing a significant amount of weight, especially after my breakup 2 years ago. During my breakup, I was only about like a year into working out. So then like, you know, 2 more years of working out, like I lost a lot more weight. And after I had broken up with this person, I didn't lose any of my self-worth, but I was just very lost and very confused as to what love was in general. And I distanced myself from a lot of people. I think I needed to actually distance myself from the dating world especially, which was good. But then I feel like I didn't want to be quote unquote lonely, so I kind of did fall into the trap of this whole hookup culture that we've got going on here. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I just noticed I kind of fell into it. And I started to think that the only love that could come from somebody was myself, which I think is partially true. You do have to love yourself, but not all the love should come from you. Like, you should have people that love you in your life. And I didn't see that. I didn't think anybody else would love me. I didn't think I was deserving of it, because I was like, well, I'm an independent woman. I can give myself all the love that I need. I don't need anybody else to give me that love. I was so protective of my heart because this person that I previously had dated, I gave them like everything. I gave them everything. I would send them gifts for their birthday. I'd make sure that they were heard, listened to. And toward the end of the relationship, I realized how emotionally abusive it actually was. This person would gaslight me. They would disappear on me for weeks and not even return any of my texts or calls. And I'm not a person where you have to text me every day. I don't mind, but when you go 2 weeks without talking to me and you're my boyfriend, it's a bit concerning and not fair to me. So I became very, very, very angry, and I fell into the trap of responding to men that only wanted me for one thing. And at the time, was it enjoyable for me? Yes. I won't I don't regret, you know, doing what I did, but you know, after for so long, you know, I couldn't do it anymore. I was like, I do want to be loved. I was like, I do want somebody that's going to reciprocate that same love for me. And even as I was doing my own thing and minding my own business, I was never the kind of person to lead anybody on. I was always very upfront and honest after my breakup. I was like, hey, you know, look, I just broke up with somebody and I'm not really looking for a relationship. Always very upfront and honest, like never let anybody on, which I think in any kind of relationship or situation, I hate the word situationship, but I think in any sort of relationship, there needs to be communication, whether, you know, you're friends with benefits, dating, friends, I think that there has to be a level of communication just to make sure that you're on the same page. Because if you're not on the same page, then don't go for it. One of you is going to get hurt, or both of you might get hurt, you know. But so I, after a while of, you know, like receiving like all of this attention, I noticed that I started to become numb to it after a while. It kind of became like the redundant same thing, like same messaging from people like, hey, you're so hot and blah, blah, blah. And at first when you get those types of messages after you had a very neglectful boyfriend, it did make me feel beautiful. But after a while, I needed to realize who I was, and I needed to realize what makes me beautiful, and I needed to recognize that on my own, and thank God that I did, because now I've met so many great people. I've made so many like stronger friendships just because I started doing the things that I love. And I think that's one of the most important things in life, is to just really do what you love. I got off the dating apps about 7 months ago because I was like, I don't think I'm going to meet anybody on here. Not to say that they're wrong or anything. I do genuinely think that people can find love on dating apps, but it just wasn't for me. I was like, you know, I'm going to meet somebody by doing something that I personally love. And I've been meeting so many friends and genuine people that actually really do care about me from doing the things that I love. And I've slowly started to realize that love is everywhere you go. You just have to, I don't really know if you can hunt it out, but you just have to keep your peripheral vision open and then you'll spot it somehow. Somehow you will spot it. But yeah, no, I'm like super thankful that I focused on myself, because back in April when my grandpa died, I fell into like this, it was a dark space in my life, but I still kept going. I wouldn't say that it was dark where I was, you know, doing drugs and blah, blah, blah. I did fall into a sad hole. I call it the sad hole. Like, very much, I'm still very much so grieving him still, because I miss him. God, I just almost started crying then. I miss him so much, because him and I were very, very close. And after he passed away, I started feeling a little bit of a low self-esteem. My self-esteem kind of took a little bit of a plunge, but I still kept going to the gym. I still kept reaching out to my friends. I became very honest with my feelings. I would tell my friends, like, look, I'm not feeling well today. I really miss him. And I started an open line of communication for myself, which I'm so glad that I did, because I didn't want to bottle it all up. And I took my frustration out on going to the gym. I would sometimes scream into my pillow. I was very angry with the world that he was gone, and I grieved with my mom. And I think that was a really, I'm not gonna say like special, because the circumstances were dull and blah, but I'm really glad that I didn't have to go through it alone. So sorry, I just had to take a moment because I almost started crying again. I'm glad that I didn't have to go through it alone. I'm not here to say that I'm glad others were going through the sadness, because I don't like seeing people sad, but I'm glad that it just wasn't alone, because I think if I were grieving alone, it probably would have been a different story. I still pushed myself. I remember the first week after he passed away, I still went to the gym, and I kept saying, "This is for you, Grandpa, this is for you." And I made sure that I did a lot of things for him and his memory, which I honestly kept me going. Like, I would sometimes sit there, and there were days where I was like, I don't want to do anything or see anybody. I just want to hide in a hole. But then I would tell myself, what would my grandpa want me to do? He'd want me to live my best life. So after my grandpa died, I went and lived in California for 2 months to get some peace and solitude. I stopped drinking for 2 months. Actually, when I think about alcohol, I'm kind of repulsed by it now. Because one of the things in human nature is that we tend to remember the negative things more or so over the positive things. And I learned how to use thinking about the negative things to channel it into positivity. So like drinking, I was drinking a lot when my grandpa was in hospice. I'll just put it that way. And by remembering the negative feelings of drinking, like how it made me feel, how it made me feel hungover, I channeled it into something really positive by saying, well, I don't think I want to continue doing much of this. It's not to say that I'm never going to drink. I'm just not going to do it as excessively as I used to. And I'm really thankful that I went to California. I am really thankful that I have a coworker who's also one of my best friends that has opened his home to me. He goes to Colombia to visit his boyfriend, and every time he does, I go to California to watch his cats. I get to stay on the property for free, and it's a farm, and it's just so peaceful, and I love it. And I wouldn't have it, you know, any other way. And I think that by trying and seeing that, you know, I do deserve love in many different aspects, I had to think of it like that. You know, it's like I deserve love from the things that I want to do. I deserve love and kindness from myself. I deserve love from my friends. I deserve love from my family, and I deserve love from whoever will be in a romantic relationship with me. And I didn't think that I'd be this person today, but I'm so glad I turned into her. I'm really proud of the person that I have become. And if anyone is out there that is listening to this is going through like a stage of grief, or a stage of just depression or sadness, like I don't want to sound cliche and say there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but I do want to say that take it day by day. Do the baby steps. Do the baby steps. Pick one thing per day. Whether it's something you love, or whether it's something you don't even know that you love. Like, maybe try painting. Try watching a new show on Netflix. Go outside and go for a walk for 5 or 10 minutes. It's really starting off with baby steps that can really help you get into a better mindset. Because, you know, if you start going for a walk for 5 to 10 minutes a day, then you can maybe up it up to 15 minutes a day. Then before you know it, you're getting in your exercise and your daily sunshine. And I think that that's just so important. So for anyone that has listened to this, and I hope that it's helped you, I really want to help other people. I really love everyone that has tuned into my podcast. I see that I started this podcast like 5 years ago, and I periodically only post on it, but just to see that I have listeners from like Australia, Taiwan, England, and different places of the world, it just really goes to show me that people do in fact listen. And I hope that you guys can take my advice and channel it into something that will make your day much, much brighter. Alrighty, I gotta get to work. So I hope everybody has a great rest of their day, and toodaloo.